figures released by the Minister for Defence, Micheál Martin, to independent TD Violet Anne Wynne show that only one woman who applied to join the Defence Forces this year has been inducted into the force. Of the 617 women who applied this year, 480 were unsuccessful, 397 either failed or did not attend the mandatory psychometric test for entry to the Defence Forces. These low numbers come at a time when the Defence Forces is trying to increase female participation. Speaking this afternoon, the Taoiseach said he was worried about the low levels of women entering the Defence Forces.
We've just over 7,000 men in our Defence Forces at the moment. If we'd half that number of women, 3,500, our Defence Forces will be fully staffed and fully complemented. So the fact that we find it so hard to recruit women into the Defence Forces is at the core of the problem, in my view. And I think there are lots of different reasons for it. I don't know enough about the psychometric testing really to comment on that. But I think there is a cultural problem in our Defence Forces, and we know some of the issues that have arisen. And that has to change. And we're working on changing that with the Chief of Staff and his team.
And that was the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, speaking this lunchtime. We're joined now by Honor Murphy, a member of the Women of Honor group, which has highlighted problems with how the Defence Forces historically has treated female members. Honor Murphy, thank you very much for taking our call today. What do you make of these figures?
Thank you so much, Gavin, for having us on. What we think, I suppose we're not particularly surprised, and it is very disappointing to see the demise. And I suppose the only thing is we do feel a bit encouraged that people seem to be listening to us and that they are making informed decisions now and not going into the Defence Forces blindly, that they know what to expect, you know.
The figures released by the Taoiseach just showed that almost a third of the women who applied this year either failed or didn't take the mandatory psychometric test. Now, the test is under review by the Naval Service. You've worked in recruitment for the Naval Service. What is a psychometric test? And is it putting young women off the Defence Forces?
I wouldn't think it's that off-putting, to be honest. It isn't a very hard test at all. A psychometric test, it tests the speed. It's done with speed and accuracy. And it comes under a few categories. So there's error detection, orientation, number fluency, word rules, and deductive reasoning. And I suppose you need to have a standard when you're joining the Defence Forces. And I think that's important to have that psychometric testing there, you know.
The Defence Forces plan announced earlier this year talks about achieving 35% female recruitment. Is that realistic now?
That is definitely not realistic. And as you said there, I worked in the Defence Forces recruitment in the Naval Service before I left, and that was only 2.5 years ago. And we were trying to achieve a 10%, 10% female, and we couldn't get that 10%. So 35% is absolutely, definitely unrealistic.
So what needs to change, in your view, to attract more women into the Army and the Naval Service?
I suppose it's hard to know exactly because it is such a complex thing, and it needs to be looked at its entirety. I suppose if the tribunal has the right terms of reference and, you know, we get to the root of all the problems in there, then there is a hope of changing that.
The Tribunal of Inquiry, which has been established because of the revelations by your group, where is that now?
So at the moment, we're just trying to agree on the terms of reference, and we're trying to get the right terms of reference in place for a tribunal.
Honor Murphy of the Women of Honor Group, thank you very much for speaking to us on the News at One today. More on the News at One after this break.